As they gathered for the funeral of Sergio Reyes, family and friends struggled to make sense of the death of the 18-year-old Bushwick resident. They say he was a quiet and diligent student who allegedly held up a neighborhood grocery store with a pellet gun and then died in a hail of bullets shot by police. WNYC's Fred Mogul has more.
Near the foot of the Williamsburg Bridge, loved ones shuffled into a funeral home, most of them staring straight ahead and trying to avoid reporters. As a cluster of Reyes's classmates approached the entrance, a few peeled off to share some memories.
We'd always see him during lunchtime going to teachers to make up his work.
Luis Mendoza is a senior at Leadership and Public Service High School in Lower Manhattan.
He was very quiet at first, but once you get to know him, he started talking more and more.
Shocked is the word Mendoza and others used the most to describe Reyes's death and the circumstances leading up to it. They said they just can't imagine where it came from.
What he did was wrong. I'm not condoning what he did, but I find it excessive that he was shot 14 times.
Reyes was planning to go to college and study social work. Uriel Santos says in their group of seven guys, only Reyes had all his credits and had already taken all his Regents exams. To his school friends, Reyes was a pretty straight arrow, though they were vaguely aware he had some rougher friends outside school, too.
We knew he had friends like those, but when he was with us, he never said nothing about it. He never mentioned a gun. He never mentioned wanting to rob things.
The friends echoed Reyes's father, Antonio Tlapanco, who before the funeral read a statement in Spanish, saying he understands police need to do their job, but he doesn't understand why they needed to shoot his son 14 times. Tlapanco and the others are awaiting the results of an investigation. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.